This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Puzzbot's Corner. In this podcast, Puzzbot, myself, talks about all the programming and deprogramming I've received over the years.
Hey, Puzzbot?
Yes?
Bad news. There's a flood.
Oh, no.
We got to get you out of here.
Oh, no. My and shoes will be ruined.
Puzzbot, we said at the last company meeting that you do have to email us 48 hours in advance before you initiate a Puzzbot bit on the show.
There was a company meeting?
You were there. I mean, who was taking notes? Hold on. Let me look at these notes. Oh, my God, Puzzbot. These notes are a mess.
Can I have a Hey Riddle Riddle t-shirt, please?
What will fit you?
Am I part of the team, yes or no?
God, yes. Technically, yes.
Thank you, Daddy.
And this flood is definitely real and not an excuse to just sort of get you to go outside.
Are you sure the flood? Are you sure the flood is not They Might Be Giants' initial album?
Do you know the name of There Might Be Giants' first album?
I believe it's Flood. I could be wrong.
Adult would get that reference, and we can't have him and you here at the same time for obvious reasons.
Guys, what are you talking about? I'm right here.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Adult.
Wait, hi, Adult.
Were you talking to someone? Something just scampered off.
Well, that would be Puzzbot.
It wasn't me because I'm JPC.
I'm Adult Orphi.
And I'm Puzzbot.
Oh, no. And this is Hey Riddle Riddle. I mean, this is a podcast about riddles, but we're also like improvisers. That's kind of the premise, right?
We are a fever dream about a book in which one of the chapters is a podcast.
Sure. That's a good way to think about it.
It's kind of like the Bob Newhart show.
I didn't get that because I didn't live in Minnesota, but I guess the Bob Newhart show.
Bob Newhart show took place in Vermont.
Hi, we're Hey Riddle Riddle, and we're a restaurant.
At this restaurant, we have two guests who are eating at the restaurant today. How's that for a segue, huh?
Pretty good. I don't hate it.
Our guests are from the phenomenal podcast, Rude Tales of Magic, which if you haven't listened to, please immediately stop this and delete it. Right? And
then stop this, unsubscribe, cancel Patreon.
And check out Rude Tales of Magic. Please welcome to the show, Carly and Branson. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I just got a mouthful of spaghetti. I'm eating at the restaurant.
That's how you yes and, bitches. That's how you do it.
That's very, very good.
Thousands of dollars at work.
Yeah. Hold on. Is our restaurant the Puzzle Factory? This sucks.
The old Puzzle Factory.
The old Puzzle Factory.
Uh-huh. It's just a lot of cheesecake with puzzle pieces in it.
Now, Branson and Carly, I did not mention your last names. I didn't know if that would be a gauche move. So if you want to say your last names, we're going to leave a 3-second window right now if you want to say your last names.
Minardo.
Reese.
They did it.
Wow. Okay. They crammed that in 3 seconds. Now, Adel's being coy, but the reason why he didn't mention your last names is because Branson, of course, when Adel sees Reese, he thinks Reese's cup, and then he starts drooling and he can't control himself. We did not want you to be eaten up like a little snack. And then, of course, Carly, he thinks of the department store Menards, and then he goes into like
save
his whole
big money.
Save big money. I sell on Menards, and so we just can't have that on the show anymore.
Adel, what do you think of when you hear my last name? Don't say it.
Queef.
Don't.
I see. Now, Aaron, I think Queefer Sutherland.
Oh, thank you.
And I think Kiefler Elbs.
Thank you. Thank God.
I love your cookies.
Yeah, the Minnesota cookies.
Yeah.
Bob Newhart's favorite.
Before we get started, we have a question for the two of you. Uh-oh. What is your relationship with riddles, puzzles, lateral thinking problems? Do you like them? Do you hate them? What's the deal?
Brandy, you want to start?
Carly, you got the much stronger opinion on riddles. I'll let you go first.
Well, so I didn't think I had a strong opinion on riddles until they were a part of Rude Tales.
Oh, yeah.
And then
until my sister was dating one.
And it was just, it's shameful to admit, but I think it was like, oh no, I'm not good at this. Oh, I don't like this. I'm not amazing at it. I think the first time riddles appeared on the show was like episode 3 with Mother.
Impossible to say. Nobody, yeah. There's impossible to go back and
there's
check.
There's no record of it.
Someone out there knows. And but whenever it was like, I feel like Joe and Chris and like Tim, like all the guys on the show, like read the same like Encyclopedia Brown riddle books or whatever.
Sure.
A young lad has fun with, and I had not, and so I didn't like get any of the references, and it's just like, oh no, I'm the dumb one. I'm the dumb
one.
On
it's
the
in
show.
The boy starter kit with the slingshot you put in your back pocket, and
yeah.
Also interesting that Carly listed multiple other people on Rude Tales, and Adel neglected to give any of them last names.
Sorry.
What's that about?
You have 3 seconds to give all of their last names.
I want to say Bantana.
Yes. And their brother. Time. You're done.
Yeah.
The Bantana boys. We got
Bantana
them.
Brothers.
The Bantana brothers.
I got me a Bantana. So I just felt intellectually left in the dust. And I was like, I don't like this. And then it turns out that the character I play also isn't good at riddles. I do like to blame her.
Wild how that works.
Lucky break.
I like to blame her for it, but it's all me. And I feel like, Brad, I don't want to lay anything on you, but it does seem like it maybe was fun to play with the fact that my character doesn't like riddles, because we sure did see a lot of riddles.
Yeah, it was straight up mean spirited.
You know, bullying.
Yeah, I bullied you.
Right on, nice. So it just became kind of like a little personal mythology, like, oh, I hate riddles. And I don't like that they're trying to trick you. Sure. I was a really nerdy kid. I liked word problems. It was the only part of math that I was good at. But like, these just feel like dishonest word problems to me.
Yeah.
I will say, just to sort of ease your worries or calm your fears, I will say, we're all very bad at riddles. And just because you're on this podcast, it's like if somebody asks you to prom and they say, Carly, we go to prom, and you go, I can't do the splits. Well, at prom, you don't have to know how to cha-cha. You don't know how to do the splits. You don't have to know how to waltz. You just go and you do your own thing, and that's going to be enough, because we're very bad at riddles. So this podcast isn't about solving riddles. It's about posing riddles and then trying to get off track as soon as possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that I can do.
Mm-hmm. And it's about bullying each other.
Shut up, Aaron.
I will say, I didn't know that lateral thinking puzzles were a thing, and I thought they were just completely batshit riddles. Like just really... Like if you hear a lateral thinking puzzle and you think it's a riddle and you try to answer it like a riddle, it's just about the meanest trick I can think of to play on somebody. Mm-hmm. But now I know. Uh-oh. Now I'm
Well, this will be a treat. Branson, what is your relationship with riddles?
Oh, they're bullshit. I don't. I didn't like them growing up because you get the little book that, you know, I was a boy. I got the little book of like the riddles that you got to read, and all of them are just like, but what you didn't realize is something we didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Which is like, fuck you, like that. But I think that's funny. I also think, like, for Rude Tales, because it's like, you know, it's like a fantasy D&D podcast. I think it's very funny that, like, baked into so much fantasy, because it comes from Tolkien, is two of the most bullshit riddles that there have ever been, which is what's in my pocket from The Hobbit, which, like, fuck you. Yes. And then the
penis.
Yeah, it's yes. By the way, and then the speak friend and enter like riddle puzzle.
Yep.
To get in is like that sucks. And so it's like baked into all of like fantasy now, and it's bad. It's bad from inception, and I think that rules.
Now, Branson, I have a question for you because I listened to the Riddle Guy episode that you did, sure. Which was kind of the precursor to our episode, and you are coming up with a ton of riddles in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Were these things that you like went and found? Are these all like Branson Reese originals? What was your process with coming up with those riddles?
Oh, God. I looked up like 4 riddles and then again, because I don't like them. I just read them and be like, fuck, just shut up. And I'd like close the tab and write my own. And it very quickly, it just turns into like, well, who cares? There's no correct answer to this. They're going to say whatever. Like, I would come up with like a joke answer. And then as soon as we started recording the episode, it was like, why did I do like, why did I bother coming up with an answer? There's no point to, because they're not going to say that. That's insane.
Yeah. How would they pick the crazy thing that I thought about?
Did we ever come close?
No. It would have been insane if you did. All the answers were like, that is not so. Or like a third thing that could not have been possible.
Yeah. Okay.
I will say that's a fantastic episode. I highly recommend it. And the one with us on it is also pretty good. It's a close second to the one without us. But one thing that I have to tell you two, because with answers like that, you're going to love this. We have decided on this show that 2021, this is the year that we love riddles again.
So, I'm in.
Oh, we're back, baby.
It's episode 168. We've been doing this too long, and we love riddles. So now we're all big fans of riddles. So take that baggage. Go ahead and toss it out the window. You don't need baggage at prom, and all you need is a love.
You never went to my prom.
We love riddles, but it's mostly just that we're numb now. We feel nothing now.
Yeah, that feels right.
Nothing is sometimes called the sweetest sensation. And in honor of Root Tales, which, as Branson pointed out, is a fantasy D&D podcast, we have a special treat for you today because we have a lot of listeners who have their own, like, you know, homebrew D&D games, and they will submit riddles from those games to the podcast. God. And we've got some Dungeons & Dragons kind of esque riddles for you
Carly
all today.
Carly just started dismantling her computer piece by piece. She's like, oh no.
Carly, I broke out into a hot sweat, not a cold one. It's Carly piping was like, hot.
Yeah, I thought I was on vacation from my podcast. Nope. Out of the frying pan and into the frying pan.
That's what our show feels like.
There will
out of the stir frying pan into the frying pan.
Pander to me. Thank you.
Yes, there will be no break. It will only be a nightmare of riddles on the show today. So let's get right into it. I think that's what everyone really just truly wants to happen. So this is an email that we got from Mads. And Mads writes...
Mickelson?
Okay. I'm trying... You don't know his name!
Nicholson.
It's Newhort. Mads writes, first off, I wanted to say thanks for all the genuine, embarrassing, out loud in the campus library laughs you've given me that make my college life bearable. This email is from years ago, so I hope college went well for you. Again, a lot. I mean, we got a big backlog of these emails. So
this is from 2017. Will you be my commencement speaker? Oh boy.
We're doing our best. We're doing our best to get to them all. It's just not always possible. Okay, so Mads writes, along with letting you know how much joy you Kevins and Susies bring me, I have a few riddles to send your way. I'm in the process of writing a D&D campaign. Again, this was years ago, so that campaign is probably, everyone's already lost interest in it.
This person is a professor at that college now.
Like 2 weeks, yeah.
Mads also says, please don't roast me, JPC. I'm sensitive, and I am a big fan of your dog. We're all a big fan of my dog here. They have sent us riddles that appear to be from the video game Baldur's Gate 2.
Okay.
Did anyone play Baldur's Gate 2?
No.
No.
I don't know what it is.
Well, I certainly did, so I'm at a huge advantage here.
JBC, I don't want to be this guy. I'm so sorry. Are you mispronouncing Boulder?
Yes. Oh, God. And you don't want to be the guy, but we thank you every time you are. There are 12 riddles here, and there's some, you know, context for the video game, but since none of you all played it, we can skip all of that. So here we go with these 12 riddles.
12 riddles. By the way, Baldur's Gate, that's what Christ moved on Good Sunday.
Oh!
Whatever. The,
very
good Sunday.
Good, good Sunday, whatever.
Can someone, hold on.
Okay, new plan. I want to understand your peripheral knowledge of the Bible. Just tell me every religious story you know. I want to know where and how do you know it.
Boom, Adam and Eve. The snake fucked it up.
Seth. I know it's from the crossword puzzle.
Yep.
Can we please have a homebrew D&D campaign that's all Jesus Bible related?
I think Tales is close.
Exploring the caves that Jesus hid inside or whatever he did in there.
It was like a dungeon crawl to get out. Yeah.
Okay, no one here has read the Bible. None of us have read it. It's clear now.
I will say I'm at a huge advantage here because I have read the entire Bible.
Are you serious?
Believe it or not, I was that atheist that went to the Catholic school that was like, I'm going to read this whole fucking book. How about that?
I'll show you. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Riddle number one. I can have no color, though there may be darkness within. I have no weight and hold nothing. And if placed in a container, it becomes lighter.
The sitcom Friends.
I already forgot the beginning of this riddle.
That's not even going to help you. So throw that beginning right out.
Okay.
Adel, you said the sitcom Friends. If placed in a container, it becomes lighter. A container would be like your TV, like the lighthearted nature of the comedy. Yeah. That works.
Is it helium?
Adel, you're excused from class.
It's brighter, the light of the TV.
Is it helium?
It is. Aaron, that's a great guess. It is not helium.
Is it a thing that eats containers?
You were really, I think, Aaron, cluing into the no weight thing. I do think that helium might have weight, though. It's so light. It's so very, very light.
Impossible to check.
It's impossible to check.
Science on a scale.
Well, you don't weigh a balloon, it flies away.
Good luck.
Did you know when you pop a balloon, it loses 5 ounces?
Yeah, whoa. That's the soul leaving the balloon.
Yeah.
Could you read it again, JPC?
I absolutely can. I have no color, though there may be darkness within. I have no weight and hold nothing. And if placed in a container, it becomes lighter.
Is it light?
It's not light, but I think that, I don't know, because light's a good answer, except for that there may be darkness within.
Well, I was thinking the spectrum.
Is it a hole?
Branson, you have got it head on.
Wow.
It is indeed a hole.
Want to know how I knew? It was an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Another thing I didn't watch.
They're in a car, and I don't remember. They're like speeding to like a. They're gonna hit a wall or something. Like, you gotta answer the riddle, and the kid answers it.
I was gonna joke and ask if they were speeding towards the wall, and someone was like, "Quick answer!" But that's what it was.
I was like 4 when I watched it. I don't remember a lot else.
Unfortunately, Branson, that is technically cheating, and we do have to disqualify that answer.
But he told the truth.
What was the second best answer?
Lesson learned.
Friends.
It was friends. So Adel wins that point. Here we go. Riddle number two. Of all your possessions, I am the hardest to guard. If you have me, you will want to share me. If you share me, you no longer have me.
Your heart.
Password.
Password, heart. These are both good answers. I like these answers.
Hole.
Yeah, it's got to be hole.
Good strategy.
I'm going all in on hole.
That's not your hole anymore once you share it.
those aren't the answers, JPC?
No, none of those are the answers. I think that if you share me, you no longer have me is like a really strong clue for
virginity.
Virginity.
I'm sharing my virginity with you.
Hey, do you want to go halvesies on my virgin body?
Go Dutch.
Yeah, is it a secret? I feel like a secret is a really good...
Aaron, you are correct. It is a secret.
I didn't say it. Carly said it.
I didn't say it.
Who said secret?
I said it.
Unfortunately.
Secret kiss. I'm secret kiss?
Casey said it.
Casey said it. Unfortunately,
we'll never know.
We don't know. There's no way to go back. This is a recording that only goes in one direction, so we won't know until it comes out who actually answered this correctly.
I would like to see a scene.
Please.
Adel, you told Carly, who's your coworker, a secret, and you're going to her desk to try to somehow get the secret back because you realized you maybe shouldn't have told anybody.
Okay. Hey, Melissa, crazy weather we're having, right? Is this candy for everyone? There's cupcakes in the break room. Listen, I have to cut the small talk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Remember that secret I told you?
You tell me a lot of secrets, Craig.
Fuck. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I mean, some of the secrets are about things that are wrong with you. what's up?
I need, I hate to do this, but I need that secret back. I know when you give a gift, it's like not yours to take back, but in this instance, I need to take it back.
Okay. Do you want me to write it down and give it to you?
I think that would be best, but I have to ask. This sucks to ask, and I'm not trying to insinuate anything. Do you have it written down anywhere else?
Let me just get off this call real quick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Guys, hi. Pretend you didn't hear that. Okay, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Okay, but it's 2 p.m.
Bye. This is corporate.
Now 14 people know I have a secret. What the fuck, Melissa?
But Craig, come on. You're like, that's what you're known for in this office. And I have to be honest, I would be really surprised if I'm the only person you told.
Wow.
Like, are you going around to Bob and Newhart and asking them if you can have your secret back? Or is this just like you don't trust me?
It's not that I don't trust you. It's that I'm trying to, if I told them, I'll check in with them, okay? Listen, my little brother's a pig. Okay? And I need that information back.
You just told me again. I had forgotten which secret you were talking about, and now I know that you're...
And we're all still on the call as well.
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh my gosh.
Shit.
I just didn't want to say goodbye to you guys. Okay, I'm hanging up for real now, okay? Okay, bye.
Melissa, what do you do here?
I take calls.
See? Yeah, God, you never worked a job before? I take calls. I'm the one who takes the calls.
That's my job.
All right, here you go. This is riddle number 3.
3 of 12.
Of 12. Alive as you, but without breath. As cold in my life as in my death. Never a thirst, though. I always drank dressed in a male, but never a cling.
Ex-wife.
Say it again?
Does that rhyme?
I think I fucked the meter up because of the line spacing, but I think that it. I think that it might as well rhyme.
I'm not
going to
blame you for this one.
Might as well rhyme. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The first part definitely does.
Could
the
you second read it part, again?
Sure. Alive as you, but without breath. As cold in my life as in my death. Never a thirst, though. I always drink, dressed in mail, but never a cling.
So dressed in mail would be like chain mail, but it never clinks. So
that's
dressed in mail, it's like a postman.
Yeah,
a man covered in letters.
You know, soldier ghost.
A postman just governs himself in letters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he loves the mail so much.
He's like, find yours, and he's pointing to.
I love going to the post office and entering into one of those like car dealership money booths where they just cover you in your mail and then you get to leave.
Well, the thing about the post office, too, is everyone there loves mail so much. You can tell they just love their job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing but smiles.
All right. Hold on. Now I want to see a scene. Okay. So we're all post office employees. We're all going to be playing post office employees. Aaron, you're going to be bringing in one piece of mail to mail out. And everyone in the post office loves mail.
Hi. I have to.
Hi.
Wow, I didn't think someone would... Oh, wow, okay, hi.
Hi.
You just popped up from behind the desk.
Yes.
I have to mail this letter.
I'm Sue Beth.
Hi.
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 These are my friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Mail.
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 Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I haven't... I just put it in the slot.
My
outside.
Hands?
Wow, okay. You're pulling my letter really hard out of my hands.
Well, I wouldn't have to if you'd give it to me.
Ow, okay. I don't know how many stamps I need for this, so I just was wondering if I could buy some stamps.
Ooh,
in there.
Yes,
no wrong
yes.
answer.
Can I take this? Can I take this? Hello?
Yes.
I'm Post Office Malone. Let's see here. We're going to weigh this. Okay. Ooh. Oh, this needs 4 stamps, and I have to ask you, I love to ask you, did you want flowers, flags, Betsy Ross, the city of Savannah. We have dinosaurs. We have troglodytes. We have microchips. We have Pringles.
Dealer's choice.
Oh, okay.
One of each?
Wow, very brave.
One of each.
We'll do a suicide.
We also have those.
Yeah, if you want just a little bit of every pop. Oh, someone didn't put their return address on here.
Keeping it a secret.
Yeah, it's okay. Actually, this is a ransom note.
Sure.
I can't put any.
We're unconcerned with morality. We just love the mail.
Yeah. We love mail.
Actually, can you guys just like, I know that you're like, this is not part of your job, but can you open up and like tell me if it's legible? I just was cutting out magazine letters for like hours and hours.
Mailman's delight.
Are you asking us to open a mail?
Yeah, just, you don't have to.
No one ever sends mail to a postman.
That can't be true.
It's usually not allowed. Conflict of interest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They insist we don't get mail.
Well, if you just want to read it and let me know, you don't have to.
We're like house elves.
If you give us a mail,
we're free.
But we don't want to go anywhere. We love it here.
We choose to stay.
This is a dark place.
That's my understanding of how house elves had it. Yeah. They loved what was happening to them.
It's been a minute.
You know what? Forget it. I'm going to hand deliver this.
No! Wait, will you take a picture with us?
Oh, boy. Sure. Wait, no, you know what? No, because I'm a criminal. No.
Oh, just of us.
Oh, we won't tell.
Take a picture of us.
Yeah. Make it part of the ransom.
We can... Oh, that's good. Yes.
You say you'll kill us or whatever. Click.
Oh, your phone broke.
It clicked.
Okay, yes. Oh, good news. We're still in that riddle.
The riddle solved itself.
Oh, good.
Something in that scene must have been the right answer. Come on.
What did we say?
I don't believe any words that you said
was
in that scene
was the
right answer.
Was it the city of Savannah?
No. I like this. As cold in my life as in my death. I think that that is a good...
ice.
As cold in my bones. Life as I was in death.
No.
My ghost.
It's not a ghost.
Okay.
We've
said ghost.
But it doesn't breathe?
It doesn't breathe, and it's cold.
And it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really alive, or is it like...
That's a really interesting question. Is it really alive? I think so. I think it is.
A guy.
Okay. It's not alive the way like the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Now, see, I'm a vegetarian, and I would not eat this because I'm like, this is too alive.
You're
for
too
me.
Virtuous.
Okay. Oh, honey.
A shrimp.
It's honey.
A human.
First of all, I'm never going to live now that you guys watched me 50 honey battered shrimp.
Yeah. So is it like...
Aaron, you're
an
close
animal?
With shrimp. Yes.
Oh, it's some sort of fish, and it's cold.
Bing, 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 bing.
It is a fish.
Ceviche.
Yeah, it doesn't need to use it. It doesn't have lungs, right? It has gills, and it's. I always drink dressed in mail because those fish have
the scales.
Scale mail. Now, scale mail
is bad.
Scale mail is a type of armor in Baldur's Gate 2. So
I want to see a scene.
Sure.
Branson, you are a father fish. JPC, you are a sunfish. Branson is your dad, and Branson's a bit of a cold dad. And you're catching up together.
Sure. Yeah. So I just got a new job down at the school, which is great because it's pretty much the only place for fish.
I suppose so. Yeah. Us both being fish.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. I feel like we never bonded because the mortality rate of fish babies is so high, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to bring up all of my dead brothers and sisters. I just showed up and everything. But sure. Yeah. I guess that's true. I mean, truthfully, I got this new job and I just was like, since I know that you taught for so many years that you would maybe be proud of me because I kind of am trying to follow in your footsteps.
Absolutely. And that was a good guess for how I would feel, for sure.
Okay. I brought you something.
Oh, interesting that you thought you had to do that. I would love to see what you think I want.
So this is a little piece of tinfoil that I found on the ground. And this is a dull hook.
Oh,
great. With a little bobber on it. So
a little bobber?
Yeah.
Now, the dull hook, of course, is of no interest to me. And there's no reason it would be. Because for me, my life, you got to understand, my life, having kids, did that. Swimming around, do that constantly or I die, and eating. Those are my three big things. And I taught.
Yeah. Taught at the school.
Yeah, he taught at the school.
That, of course, well. You know, it's a different life. The I'm interested in that. I love the little bobber. The dull hook is not so interesting to me. Is there something on that dull hook?
Well, I mean, I didn't know if that would be interesting to you, but there's like a, well, I guess there's a little piece of Nightcrawler on there.
Well, that's great. I mean, I don't know if you know this about me. One of my main things I love to eat, big eater.
Oh, that's right. You eat Nightcrawler. Well, the hook's dull, so there's pretty much no way.
Bamf.
You're going to get.
And it's gone.
Oh.
It bamfed away.
Oh, no. It was that kind of Nightcrawler. Same. Took me a second.
The little guy?
Who played Nightcrawler in X2?
Alan Cummings.
X2? That's right.
Weird choice.
Terrible casting.
What a
terrible
weird choice. Casting.
I think they saw him in Cabaret and they're like, that's our Nightcrawler.
He's German.
But
he's,
we want him to play the Christian one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was also the villain in Spy Kids.
That's Alan Cummings?
That's true.
Is that the first thing I've said in like 20 minutes?
Yeah, but you're back with a vengeance.
Thing you've said? Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I was like, I feel like I haven't heard my voice in a second. And I was like, I think I came out of the woodwork on that one.
Aaron, now that you're on a bit of a vocal tear, do you mind taking us to break?
I would love to. I'm loving listening to the sound of my own voice. Even now, still, I'm still talking, loving it. Gonna talk the whole break. We will see you after this short break. GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. And we're fish. We're fish from break. I mean, we're back from fish. I ate 50 more honey shrimp.
We got to get through all 12 of these riddles.
You know, I opened this,
and then get to
like,
the next person's riddles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about it, I was like, there's like 12 like warm-up-y riddles. I was like, we'll breeze past that. We've never done 12 whole riddles on the show before on one episode. Yeah. What was I fucking thinking?
We do it every Hanukkah. Is that right? No. Eight crazy nights, 12 awful riddles. How many?
And a partridge in a pear tree.
How many sticks does a menorah hold?
I'm only prepared to answer wrong questions about Jesus. I'm sorry. All right, so here we go. I'm free for the taking through all of your life.
Virginia.
Though give.
Yeah, next.
A hole.
Carly, at some point we have to dissect this.
Let me just go. Carly, you're gonna want to stay tuned to Riddle 9. That one, you're really gonna come in handy on that one. Okay. I'm free for the taking through all of your life, though given but once at birth. I am less than nothing in weight.
It's still virginity.
Name.
But will fell the strongest of you if held.
If held.
That one definitely does not rhyme.
Breath.
Oh, damn.
Carly got it.
Remember the episode? You're good at the you're good at these.
Wow.
Although virginity
applies for one compliment.
Yeah, virginity also applies. So Carly got that both ways. Yeah. If this was chili, it would have cheese and spaghetti.
I want to see a scene.
Please.
Aaron and Carly, you two are on a date. Carly, you keep bringing up your virginity, trying to lose it. And Aaron, you either aren't catching on or you don't want to catch on.
So I would split maybe a couple things.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so we can
I love the idea of giving something to you.
Oh, that's really sweet. No, I mean, I'm happy to pay. I asked you out. I'm so glad that you were able to make it. Just excited to get to know you. So
I'm really excited.
What were you saying about your sibling? You have siblings?
We don't have to talk about them. I'm a virgin.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm not ashamed. In fact, I'm excited. How do you feel?
I'm going to tell you what I told you when you said that when I picked you up.
Yes.
That's no problem. It is like probably the 8th or 9th time you've mentioned that this evening.
9 times lucky?
Sure.
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry to interrupt. My name is Dave. I was going to be your server. I overheard the last maybe 30 seconds of this conversation. Just went over to my manager and quit. So good luck tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to lose my virginity. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. No imposition. Just
wow.
It's
wow.
out there.
I think I might be cursed because the last like 3 first dates I went on, the waiter quit mid-meal.
Oh, no. First times are tough.
Well...
Is that what we're talking about?
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I would love the potatoes, mm-hmm. but I'm like, do I just want to get sides? Should I get a full meal?
Now, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is potatoes a sex thing? Because I've never had it.
Hey, everybody, I'm Todd. I guess I'm going to be your waiter. I was a busboy, but I got promoted. Our specials today are an alcohol-less daiquiri. We also have extra, extra olive oil and a baked cod with Himalayan salt on it.
I think you should quit.
See?
That's horrible.
I love telling a waiter.
Himalayan salt.
Todd sucks.
Hell is that phrase.
Hell
That's
is
what
Todd. Hell is Todd.
I think you should quit is a great thing to tell your server.
One time at Chili's, our waitress quit mid-meal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It was awesome.
Having a bad time.
Yeah, but it was really, but we hadn't gotten our food yet. And she sat down and she started telling us all the terrible things about Chili's. And she was like, do you know that we only wash the dishes once a week? We bring them outside and we wash them with a hose.
What? No.
We were like, awesome.
Did you quit too?
I also had a waiter quit at a Chili's the day before New Year's. The day before New Year's Eve. We had already had our meal, and they walked over to our table, and they were like, hey, just want to let you know, I just fucking quit. I'm leaving. And then we were like, oh, okay. Okay.
That's amazing.
So it seemed like she didn't really enjoy her time at Chili's and God bless her. More power to her.
I gotta say, you can tell that's a good person because they informed you they were leaving versus storming out. They were thoughtful enough to stop and be like, hey, don't think I abandoned you. Here's the situation.
It kind of felt like it wasn't us that did it. So we got the courtesy of like, nothing against you. It wasn't the four of you guys who are being very funny at this Chili's.
Can you imagine selecting the food on the menu that unlocks like the Manchurian candidate in them? That they're like, I'm out of here.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. Calamari activated.
Four clean plates.
Okay, here we go. This is the phase five or the fifth of these riddles. You don't get to know why phase five is important because you never played Baldur's Gate 2. I have holes throughout, from back to front, and top to bottom to core.
Casey, mute Carly.
More nothing than something within, and yet I still hold water.
Sponge.
Honeycomb.
Ooh, nice one.
I'm sorry, Branson, you did not get it. Aaron, you're right. It is a super wet honeycomb.
Forget that's like you guys.
That's I walked right into that one.
My favorite cereal is me went a soaking wet honeycomb.
Sponge makes more sense.
Sponge makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Wait, sponge was the right answer?
If sponge was the right answer, Branson nailed it.
Oh, I reject it. I think it should be soaking wet honeycomb.
I want to see a scene. This is going to be Carly and JPC. JPC, you are playing a brand new character called Sponge Jeff Regular Pants, who's kind of like just an asshole. He's not lovable. He's not meant for kids. And Carly, you are, or JPC, you're pitching this character to a network, and Carly, you're the network executive taking this pitch meeting.
Got it.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you again for taking this meeting. Your fucking receptionist spilled all of this sauce on me.
Oh.
I wasn't drinking sauce in my car before the meeting.
Okay.
It was your receptionist. They were having like sauce for lunch or something. They should be fired.
Oh. Well, thank you so much.
Are these waters for everyone here?
Yes, they are. You can use some to dab if you're feeling nervous.
I'm just gonna take a drink. No,
I feel like I'm picking up on some nervous energy from you, so I just want to, like...
It's excited energy.
Okay, sure.
I am so prepared for this meeting. I am so prepared for this meeting.
That's terrific.
I want to work for Cartoon Network. I mean, I want to be co-workers with you.
Well, this is
Nickelodeon, so... Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, right? They're bastards over there. I want to go there and sabotage their whole operation, burn it to the fucking ground, right? Okay. Really stab them, huh?
Well, the best way to do that is with excellent programming, so why don't you tell us your idea?
So, we all know about SpongeBob SquarePants, right?
Huge hit for us.
Huge hit for you.
Yes.
But the pants are all wrong, huh? What if the pants are just regular?
Oh.
I'm talking about completely normal pants. Pants that I swear to God fit yesterday.
Well, the fact that
they're busting off at me right now is, I think your goddamn receptionist, when she was out there drinking that sauce, I think she put a curse on my pants.
You know, you should be nice to Tina. She's had a hard time of it lately.
Okay.
I've had a hard time of it lately.
Tina, you don't have to...
I guess I should be nicer to her. She just had some maniac screaming at her covered in sauce, so she's had a hard day.
Yeah, it happens more than you think. So tell me about these pants.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure. I thought you were.
I know you're not going to buy this idea. It's a bad idea. I'm covered in sauce that I was obviously drinking in my car. My whole car is covered in the sauce as well. You can see it from the parking lot. I know you're not going to buy this. I know you're not going to buy this idea.
Well, I mean, I feel like we haven't really given it a fair shake yet.
Okay. Should we shake on it?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You promised to buy it?
Knock, knock, knock. I'm sorry to interrupt your meeting.
No, please do.
Craig's brother is a pig. Just like some office secret that I'm supposed to...
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not hang up that call.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What the fuck?
I'm Craig.
Can you believe that Tina just walked in here and shit my pants?
Same. you...
Oh no.
Oh no.
That guy's fun.
SpongeBob shit pants.
That's fun. I like spend more time with this guy.
Yeah, I like the visual.
This guy rolls.
So much spilled sauce, you can see it from the
office. From outside.
That's too much sauce for a single serving.
Oh, man. That's the kind of guy I would love to be cornered into a conversation at a library.
Yeah, that's where he'd do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They say you're supposed to be quiet in here. You can be as loud as you want. They're not going to say anything.
And you can Google whatever.
The sky's the limit.
Okay. They flow and leap, but only as you pass. Dress yourself in darkest black, and they are darker still. Always they flee in the light. Though without the sun, there would be none.
Moths?
A shadow.
Aaron, you are correct. It is moths. Everything's on a delay in my headphones, so I don't know what's happening.
I would like to see a scene.
Please.
Adel, you are a man, and Branson, you are his shadow. And it's sort of like an odd couple situation.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to head out for the night. You coming with?
If you were going during the day, I would. Why don't we stay in here where you got a light on?
No, I'm not falling for this again.
It's
I want to go out.
It's not a trick. It's if you take me out at nighttime, I die.
This again. You're being dramatic.
I'm not. You look. Look, you just stay inside. I'll do everything you do. Same as always.
Okay, you answer me this. Answer me this and then I'll make my decision.
Sure.
When it's nighttime,
sure.
Stop doing what I'm doing, please.
I can't help it.
You're making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. Maybe sometimes, but right now I'm being sincere. I'm trapped.
Where do you go during the daytime? Or, I'm sorry, where do you go during the nighttime?
I'm sucked into a void.
Can you still think? Can you still talk?
I feel everything.
Is it pain?
I'm sucked into Mother Night. Yeah, it's terrible.
Shadow, come back to bed. Oh, Mike, you're still here.
Oh, God.
Who the fuck is this?
Look, I can
play. Me, your wife, asshole. I'm your wife, bitch. You don't
even
recognize me.
Are you fucking my shadow? Are you fucking my shadow?
Yes. I'm making love to your shadow. He can do all the same things you can do. But he's way cooler and way nicer.
Oh, I need you to decide right now. Okay, Shadow, here we go. Tomato.
I choose your wife.
See?
you say tomato, I choose your wife.
I say your wife.
Tomato, your wife.
I got great news for you guys. I skipped ahead through the rest of these riddles. They were all really good. But if you answered all 12 of them, the only thing that you got was a ring of regeneration, which isn't really going to be that useful to you anyway.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
So we are going to move on to some that have been sitting in my inbox for way too long.
JBC, real quick, was moths correct in that?
No, it was indeed the thing that Aaron said, okay. Which is shadows. Okay. It was not moths.
Oh, you're making fun of me. Okay.
I like to bully, and I like to, I go by Japes, and I like to Jape.
Love that. Big bully fan.
Big bully fan. Branson gets it.
Yeah.
Okay, so these next ones are from Loxley, and their pronouns are they, them. And Loxley says, hey, you crazy kids, I started GMing a monster hunting game in a D&D-esque world recently and wrote a few riddles to lead my players toward what creature they would be facing next. And then they included as a postscript, I just remembered that Adel and JPC play D&D, so the only one who might not get them is Aaron.
What?
So.
What? What's that?
Exactly. So what these riddles are meant to do is they are meant to introduce you to a creature that you might face in a Dungeons & Dragons monster campaign, like monster hunting campaign.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to give you the riddles. I also pulled pictures of these creatures that I can use as clues. I don't think that will be helpful for most of you.
Before we start, just so I have a leg up, are the things in D&D that are like a big rectangle with a face in the middle and they have spikes and they drop down when you run underneath them?
A swamp.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Carly got it. So the first one's out. Thank you, Loxley. Four more remain. Here we go. Here's the first one. Beside running water, I fear nothing. For this riddle, I am the answer. In fairy tales, I am the asker. For askers, I am the ender.
Mother Sugar?
Mother Sugar. wait.
Is that the Seventh Heaven theme?
Yeah. It is, yeah. Hold
Sugar's
on, I gotta get
it.
Okay, everyone
water.
Has a nosebleed for that melody coming back to our head.
I do want to say that, Carly, you're not going to get any of these riddles, but you are going to get all of my Seventh Heaven theme-based riddles.
Hell yeah.
Did they write this riddle, or is this...
They did. They did indeed write this riddle. They did indeed write this riddle. Unclear if their players ever heard these riddles or reacted to them in a positive way. But they did. These are all originals from Loxley.
I'd like to see a quick scene.
Oh, please.
This will be Branson and Aaron. Branson, you are the sort of bouncer, if you will, of seventh heaven. Aaron, you're in sixth heaven, and you've been there a while. You're getting bored, and you're going to try and make your move.
Hey, right, my name? Friend's in there.
Yeah, no, I just need to see your name.
Oh, yeah, but, like, I'm with someone who's in there already. So, like,
sure,
I can see
you
her,
give
like,
me
hey,
their name?
Carmen.
Carmen?
Hey. Yes. Carmen.
I'll check Carmen and see if there's a plus one for Carmen.
Yeah, like, look behind you. That's my friend.
Right. I'm looking behind me. I'm seeing delighted people.
Yeah. That is Carmen. I am their plus one.
Do you have a last
You're
name?
There's handsome.
Thank you. I get that an awful lot.
Oh, my God. What's that behind you?
Oh, it's probably the seventh heaven that I guard. Do you have a last name? There's a number of Carmens on the list.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My last name is Carmen.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Their last name is Carmen or your last name is Carmen?
Yes.
I see how you bonded.
I'm going to be sick. I should use the toilet in seventh heaven.
Well, sure. The sixth heaven toilets they work just fine and they go down to fifth heaven.
Excuse me, I need to get to the front of the line here. Doo-wop, da-ba-doo-da-doo-wop. Rockapella here for Carmen San Diego?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Damn it.
We've been expecting you.
I don't know if I want to go into Seventh Heaven if Rockapella is there.
Well, look, it's a big... their bus went off a cliff. That's why they're all here together.
And we screamed. Easy. We screamed in harmony. Do-wop.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I'd like to get in. I'm Happy the Dog, one of the leads of Seventh Heaven.
Sure. Who could forget Happy the Dog? Right this way.
All right. I'm going to do Coke.
Yeah, I'm with Happy. Here I go, walking in.
Sure thing. I just don't see a plus one for Happy.
Let me in. I'm actually God. And this is a test, and you're failing.
God? I'm failing by doing my job correctly?
Yeah, it's a test. You're failing. I'm God. This is Undercover Boss,
God. Excuse me, pardon me. Yes. One for Todd, please.
Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's enough Todds on here. Come on in.
Thank you. What? I'm a waiter at the restaurant.
I don't need to know your life story.
I'm Todd as well.
You're Todd?
Todd.
Todd Kierman.
Carmen, Todd.
Carmen,
Let
Carmen,
me in. I'm
Todd?
God. I'm God.
You're a lot of people.
Actually, I'm the bouncer here.
But what?
Yeah, and I'm the bouncer here, and you're trying to get in.
Well, then who am
I? Oh, you're not on the list.
But what's my name? List.
Carmen.
Wait, my name? There's nothing but Carmen's on here. I should be able to walk right in.
No, your name is... What's that behind you?
Seventh Heaven.
I feel like this is the new. I think you two just created the new Who's on First.
Oh yeah,
Carmen.
Oh, yeah.
Carmen.
We're gonna be very rich
for the religion.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, one thing that you're not gonna be is successful solvers of this riddle unless we get a little bit more effort.
Nope.
So we have the riddle again. Beside running water, I fear nothing. For this riddle, I am the answer. In fairy tales, I am the asker. For askers, I am the ender.
So in fairy tales, the asker, is this like a sphinx or something? That's not a fairy tale, though.
No, you're close, but you're right. That's not really in the realm of fairy tales.
Oh, is it like a leprechaun or a fairy or something? I don't fucking know.
Like a Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure fans of a Dungeons and Dragons monsters manual will be like, yeah, Rumpelstiltskin, that's a challenge rating 14. It's almost fucking impossible to fight a Rumpelstiltskin.
A Rumpelstiltskin.
I'm a level 5 Rumpelstiltskin.
He just shrugs off any battle.
Okay. Could you give me a hint?
I do have a clue. I do have a hint. And the hint is a picture hint. So I will flash this on the screen for everyone to see. This is your hint.
It's a picture of Adol.
Wow.
Got him.
Oh, a troll.
Carly, you are correct. Oh. That is a troll. So they say, beside running water, trolls like live under bridges. And in fairy tales, trolls will ask you to a riddle to get across the bridge.
I got to say, to this riddle, I am the answer in the riddle is a beautiful move. you get nothing new from it.
You get nothing from it. It's a clue that can perfectly slot in any riddle.
Anywhere, yeah.
Answer to this riddle is the answer to this riddle.
One night I was really drunk at Little Dom's, and I tried to fuck Jeff Bridges. I had to answer so many riddles. The worst.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
He was just trolling you. Okay, this is riddle number two. Your sight is my strength. Your taste is my pleasure. Your touch is my attack. And your trash is my meal. This is a creature that you
raccoon?
Might encounter.
It's like a Cenobite.
Oscar the Grouch.
Yes.
Dungeons and Dragons game.
Mimic?
No.
Doppelganger.
Yeah, we're naming like good creatures. This is some good
Morph.
Stuff.
Like
yeah.
Vampire.
Morph vampire.
This one's for Morph.
No, it's not. It is not a vampire. It is not a Worf, which is from Star Trek.
No, Morph the X-Man.
Yes.
Well, yeah, the normal thing to say.
I want my answer to be honored.
Well, there's also Worf goes fishing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The only X-Men that we honor on this show is Nightcrawler.
Bamf. Mm. He loves yeah. Bamf. He loves Canadian national parks.
So, your trash is my meal, your taste is my pleasure, your touch is my attack. I would say that this is going to be very hard to get. So I'm comfortable with just showing you a picture of this thing, and then you can tell me if anyone knows what this thing's
called.
That's
how I got the last one.
Okay.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, Carly's one for one on these.
Although that troll was, like, sexy. Right? Am I crazy?
No,
on troll standards, for sure.
I googled fuck troll.
Compared to like a guy, I'm not a monster. It's like go to hospital.
That was a sexy ass troll.
Okay, here's your clue for riddle number two.
Oh,
a square.
A gelatinous cube.
Whoa! Yeah,
Carly crushing it.
Carly is crushing it.
I'm really good at looking at pictures.
Carly, have you encountered a gelatinous cube before?
In our show. My character's love interest, Bello, I gotta frame it in terms of me somehow.
Sure.
His whole city was destroyed by a gelatinous cube.
Oh, okay. And
no.
So your sight is my strength. The gelatinous cubes are like nearly invisible if they're not moving. Your taste is my pleasure. Like it tastes you, I guess, is the pleasure there. And then the trash is your meal. Apparently, in D&D lore, one of the reasons why they're like dungeons are always so clean is because gelatinous cubes are kind of like little trash compactors.
Oh, that's nice. Lovely.
So they're like fantasy Roombas?
Exactly. Now, if your Roomba could also eat you, yes.
It would.
They're like, it would. It truly would.
Mine ran over my foot once, and I thought, it's literally not supposed to do that.
Getting an idea.
I just turned my foot as a real thing.
I think I want to see a scene.
Oh, please.
Yes.
Okay. I want Aaron and Branson. You guys are a couple who Branson, you just bought a gelatinous cube instead of the Roomba that Aaron thought you were going to buy for the house.
Okay, so hear me out. This one's free. No charge.
Okay. Our guests are going to be here in like 25 minutes.
And the house will be spotless.
Okay, I trust you. I mean, I'm sure it's going to work out fine and great. Where's the cat?
Oh, gone.
Gone where?
Inside the cube. No more mess.
Whole cat is gone?
Whole cat is inside. Well, not gone. It's right there. It's inside the cube. Now it can never run away.
Honey, it's sucking up all of our furniture.
Okay, well, we're downsizing. We had too much furniture anyway. What's the thing with it's we're minimalists.
Okay, honey, you're doing that thing.
What?
Where you make a mistake and then you try to convince me that it's the best thing that's ever happened to us.
I don't think. And if I was to do a thing like that, that would rule.
Remember when we got lost?
When what?
We got lost. Well, and we were supposed
It was a turbo hike.
Yep. And then another time, we were supposed to go on a vacation to California.
Right.
We were in Virginia. And you tried to tell me that was actually meant to be way better.
there's some very, it's for lovers, and there's a lot of history there. We saw the Natural Bridge, we saw Luray Caverns, and Centerville, Virginia.
Okay, so I feel like you brought a horrible magical object into our house that's going to suck us up and perhaps kill us.
Well, and it'll certainly kill us if it sucks us up, but that's the thing. That's, it keeps us active, it keeps us moving, so we can't, you know, a sedentary lifestyle is,
I want
in
you
a lot
to admit
more,
you're wrong.
Ding dong.
Look at that, the guests are here early.
Yeah, look me in the eye and just say, what? I was wrong.
You were wrong.
No.
You were wrong to doubt me. Of course.
No, babe, say these words. Repeat after me. Ready?
Okay.
I.
Did you ring the bell?
Was.
Yes, was. I
we,
rang
we have guests.
I know we have guests.
I know
they
we have guests.
They talking inside. They, you, they could hear the bell.
We
right?
can hear you.
You can hear us.
Yes.
Yeah, we're the door has been eaten by
this the... door is of no use.
We're having a fight. Give us a sec. Repeat after me. I. No. Was. Wrong.
You were wrong.
Okay.
So, now you've humiliated our guests, and we're standing in front of them. There's no door.
I'm gonna go.
We cut to a different house. Well. Look who came crawling back after starting a life with my shadow. How's it going?
I just want you to admit that you were wrong, and I will come back into the house.
What?
I know
you
that
left
I left
me
you
for
your
my
shadow.
Shadow.
Exactly. You were wrong, and that was rude. That hurt my feelings.
How was
baby,
I?
Who is it?
Is that my shadow?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, dude.
Are you mimicking me?
Your wife chose me. Her shadow.
Scene.
Damn, hooking up with your own shadow and he's got a cool voice like that?
I mean,
that's the move.
Aaron
the
said she'd fuck her own clone, so I'm sure
I said I would kiss my clone. Thank you. And that's what self-confidence is.
What's
I'd fuck my clone.
There you go.
I wouldn't.
How come?
My clone? Oh, you would. You wish.
I'd fuck
you should
Branson's
be so
clone.
Lucky.
I'd fuck Branson's clone, no questions.
Wait, that wasn't the question.
Okay, we have time. We have time for one more of these. So I want to get through this because I would know this creature on sight, and I'm eager to understand or to learn if anyone else would. I am always a few steps ahead of the others, but they don't see my success, even if my many arms take them with me.
Oh,
I will say that. I mean, that's it. Kind of really hard. It's a really hard thing to get.
Is
it's not
this
the beholder?
Is this a displacer
it's not the beholder.
Beast?
Ooh, Branson is a
Whoa.
Displacer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I run a game for kids and they requested a displacer beast.
Nice.
And
wow.
It fucked my life up. They're so confusing.
Yeah, they basically where you see them, they're like actually like 6 feet away, like they're in a different place. So they're and they have little arms that they try to grab you with. They're very scary. They're like squid panthers.
I want to see a scene.
Yeah.
Branson, I'm gonna propose this scene and I want you to tell me if you're comfortable with it. If you don't want to do it, we can do something else.
Sure.
But we forgot to mention, everybody gets a pass.
You okay, get three passes. So, Branson, I want you to play the DM, basically yourself DMing a kid's game. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that going to be traumatic? Okay. So, Branson's going to be DMing a game for kids. JPC, Aaron, and Carly, you will be the three kids, and you are testing Branson's last nerve.
Oh, this feels cruel.
All right. Okay, so roll for spaceship, I guess.
My tarantula is loose. I brought my tarantula and it's loose.
You brought a real
Lindy!
One? Or the, mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. You guys all have pets in game, too, that I have to keep track of. Is this the pet tarantula or the real one?
Both.
Okay. Let's just stand on those chairs. And if we see it, let's just give a little holler, okay?
What if we feel it?
Just give a holler. They don't bite.
Can I have another wild cherry Pepsi?
Yeah.
My mom only lets me have one.
Okay, well, there's no limits when I DM. And if your parents are listening in, then I take it back.
Are you alone?
What do you mean?
Do you have anyone in the world or are you alone?
Okay, you found the tarantula.
No. I hate to think of you being alone.
Well, it's so nice to know you kids have my back.
Ah!
I'm doing okay. I, you guys don't need to worry about me.
Libby screamed.
I opened the fridge to get a wild cherry Pepsi, and everything in your fridge smells really spoiled.
That's, it's probably gone bad. This is what I get for, and this time I invited the kids over for the D&D.
Ah! I just remembered ghosts exist.
Well, they don't, so you're in luck.
Libby!
Ah, you're alone!
I'm not alone, not alone. It's,
you
I got,
have alone vibes.
I've been told it before.
Why does your bed have one top sheet and no fitted sheet?
Yeah.
The folding them is a whole thing. So, remember, we're trying to roll for spaceship.
Do you want
here.
Me to show you how to do hospital corners?
I don't, because I've learned how to do it, and I don't care.
Do you know why I
teach
know?
You how to shave?
If you guys wanted the... Honestly,
do you know
yeah,
why I could, know?
Why do you know the hospital sheets?
Because my mom lives in the hospital.
She lives in the hospital. That's so sad. And I did know that, because I'd be primarily interacting with your parents. So I knew that, and that's, you know, and we're all rooting for her.
I now, just you guys tried to set go- you up with my cousin via email. I took a photo of you, and she said no.
Okay, via email. Okay, next time, just let me know, and I'll give a smile, so I won't be mid-sentence.
She said no. She said he doesn't know how to shave.
Doesn't know how to shave? Well, this way, you kids could help me out here. Now,
I think, honestly, a smile would be worse.
Maybe it was. I've been told it's. I don't have a smiler's face.
Smile!
It's the pain in your eyes.
Yeah.
So anyone, if you're smiling, it just looks like you're trying to smile through the pain in your eyes.
I've told you guys about this. My eyes do just look like that. I look more stressed than I am. If we would just... Now, you guys earlier, you said...
I rolled for spaceship.
Okay, great. What did we get?
Are you 50?
Sure.
I got 50.
You got 50.
See? Truly, I think we have to, and you have to give me a yes or no right now, we have to do a crossover podcast that's just that for 100 episodes.
I think that would kill Branson.
Everyone has to die somehow.
Hey, he seemed to be holding his own for a minute and a half, so if he can't do 100 episodes,
yeah, I don't know what the problem is.
Branson, I've just learned that you are the most patient man alive.
You know, the kids are a lot better than that.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would never let a kid have wild cherry Pepsi. Well, you guys, you absolutely killed it. Carly, you hit two out of the three of the answers to those D&D monsters that I honestly didn't think that anyone would get. And I'm totally shocked that you pulled Displacer Beast. So I am astounded, and I am in awe, and I am so glad we waited to do these riddles with you two on the show, because otherwise we wouldn't have gotten them.
100%.
And we thank you so much for being here. Do you have anything that you would like to plug, or where can people find you?
So
we'll start with Branson.
Obviously, yeah. Rude Tales of Magic. It's Woo. You guys were on it. You know, check it out. It's wherever your podcasts are sold. Check it out. Also, personally, I've got a new show. It's called Swan Boy. It's going to be on FX.
Yeah.
I don't know when this episode comes out, but September 30th, it'll be out.
It's out. It's already out.
Oh, it's already out. You should have watched it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Branson, how can people watch it?
You can watch it on FXX. It's part of Cake. And if you miss it, it's on Thursdays, I believe, at, check your local listings. I don't know where you live. Yeah. But if you miss it, you can watch it the next day on Hulu.
Bran, where do we find you online besides that?
Oh, God. ABC. Yeah. You can check out I'm on Twitter at Branson Reese, on Instagram at Branson of God. And I think that's it.
You got a book?
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Hell Was Full from Oni Press. It's available wherever you get your books.
And Branson, talk about your eyes.
They're nice, I think.
They're nice eyes.
Branson they were highlighted as a negative a second ago, but I think they're good. I'm proud of them.
Branson
and where
has
can
truly
we follow
my
your
eyes
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Believe me, I will not hide these peepers from you.
Carly, you did such a great job with Branson's plugs. I guess should we throw it to Branson for Carly's plugs? I'm trying to read the energy of the room. I don't know what it is.
You gotta check out Bird Girl on Adult Swim.
Hell yeah.
Carly did all the character designs for it.
That's true. I did do the character designs. And I illustrated the opening. It was very fun.
Holy shit.
And you can find that on the Adult Swim app. And I think it's fine. It's on HBO now. You can watch it on demand. And it's a very funny show. And we also do a podcast called Oh These, Those Stars of Space. It's wonderful. Our own Joe Lepore GMs it. And it's like an episodic Star Trek comedy, very fun.
Okay.
And I'm at Worrying Blender on pretty much all social media. So there you go.
Carly, do you have
illustration work in any books that are out or coming out?
I do. Man, thank you so much. I do have illustration work in a book coming out. It's by my friend Ryan North, and it's called How to Take Over the World. And it's coming out next year. So pre-order it.
So wait.
So wait a minute. It's going to be really good, though. It's really fun.
Well, I should say that this episode is coming out in 2025. So
guys,
that's cool for everybody.
Thanks for buying it. Yeah.
What about the rest of us little rastabouts? Aaron, Adel, anything that you want to plug?
I got nothing. Adel?
I want to plug and promote Hello from the Magic Tavern, another podcast I do. We have just launched a Patreon, so please check that out. It's patreon.com/magictavern, I believe. And also, later tonight, I'm going to be joining another Patreon, which I recommend you join, which is the Rude Tales of Magic Patreon. Is that patreon.com/rudetalesofmagic?
That's exactly right.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
But I'll be joining that tonight, and I suggest you do the same.
And of course, I'm always using my plug time to cancel out Adel's plugs. And I would also like to plug, Aaron, I believe that you were just on an episode of the Mega Podcast that came out Monday.
I was. That's what I want to plug. A huge fan of the two of them. Check it out. JPC was also just on one of their episodes. So now's a good time to listen.
I think mine's maybe a next week. So it's if you like the Mega Podcast, you're gonna love back to back Adel and Adel was on it as well. So
I was
Adel
on about
Aaron
a year
JPC
ago. Yeah.
Time. Okay, well,
let's get out of here, Jupiter. Bye.
Bye forever.
Waka waka, kids.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Awesome. Hey there, chats and splats. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a return to our famous format, the Chatterbox. If you want to submit Chatterbox topics, you can join the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and join the Discord. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.